foot soldiers are needed for Bible school graduates in India. India's Supreme Court delays a Dalit rights ruling, and Christians celebrate a key peace anniversary in Nigeria. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Persecution against Christians is at an all-time high in India. There are at least four cases of persecution every week. Despite that, the church is growing. So are the number of Bible school students, but resources aren't affordable for most of the graduates. That's why Bible Pathways Al Jocelyn says they're helping a specific Bible institute with 1,000 Bibles and commentaries.
Unfortunately, the shipping cost for that amount is upwards of $10,000. So we're looking for alternative ways of shipping so that we can get those there in time to equip these young people to go out and help win the world for Christ there in their area.
Jocelyn is either looking for space in a shipping container, volunteers to carry them in, or funding. Your assistance will help evangelism tremendously.
There is no better way that we can help our world than to get materials to dedicated young people who are risking their lives. We owe them the materials and the tools to be able to take this gospel to people who really need it.
Next, India's Supreme Court has again delayed a ruling on the civil rights of Christian Dalits. The court planned to issue a decision last week, but took no action. They're blaming the country's National Scheduled Caste Commission for not presenting their findings in a timely fashion before the court. Many of the untouchables lose their civil rights when they choose to follow Christ. K.P. Yohanan, founder and president of Gospel for Asia, is urging Christians around the world to pray for the outcome of this case. You're listening to Mission Network News. Believers from across Nigeria, along with two Christian Reformed church workers, just wrapped up a 10-day peace walk on the first anniversary of the Takum Peace Agreement. It was also used as a way to raise money earmarked for rebuilding a school that was destroyed in Taraba State during the years of unrest. CRC's West Africa regional leader hopes that the school can be a symbol of the peace, unity, and strength of the churches at work in that part of Nigeria. Meanwhile, Every Child Ministries is helping to fill the need for long-term missionaries in Africa. John Rouster says,
we are encouraging people to look at long-term service, and almost any talent that anyone has, God would use it.
ECM often sends short-term teams, but long-term teams are vital to maintaining relationships with nationals.
The people know the missionaries have a commitment to them, to the community, and to Christ. And this impacts the receptiveness to the gospel.
The time commitment is sometimes a roadblock when encouraging people to long-term service. Rouster compares it to school.
You go to school for 12 years, and then if you go on to college, it's 4 and 8 years. And it's the same thing with long-term missionary work. It's always a learning process in teaching the nationals what you know, and they're teaching you what they know.
Pray that those who are called to go will have their financial needs met or go online to help. And Global Advance held their first missions conference in Ghana just last month. Nearly 1,000 pastors and 200 business leaders attended.
I believe this is extremely significant as the Ghanaian church moves toward the final stage of being truly indigenous, sending out its own missionaries.
David Shibley says the stark reality is that people's passion far outweighs what their resources can do.
The church in Ghana, being a stronger African church, really has a great mission heart and mission vision. They have more vision to go than they have resources to send missionaries. And so we believe that our Marketplace Mission Conference was very strategic.
Hundreds of pastors committed to planting new churches, some even in cross-cultural settings.
I believe that God, by His Spirit, is going to use the church in Ghana in a very, very strategic role for missions in the 21st century. Some of the greatest mission-hearted men I have ever met anywhere I met in Ghana.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University, Grand Rapids, Michigan. You have safe, clean drinking water, but 1 billion people around the world don't. This Christmas, International Aid wants to give you a water bottle gift bag. It's a great reminder of the physical need for clean water linked to the spiritual need for the living water. Get your free water bottle gift bag at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.